You guys put the big thumping on the Indiana State. Was there a part of you that wished it wasn't a bye week, that you could keep that momentum going right into last week?
Of course I did. Bye weeks are not fun. I mean, they're mainly for just recovery and stuff. But I prefer not to have a bye week, especially when we have a game like that, to just keep the momentum going. But it's another week for preparation. So, I mean, it's a good thing, too.
Colorado State, can you take something from the win there last year in overtime into this weekend, or is it two kind of different teams?
We feel that no team will be the same team. So, I mean, we think that we still have to prepare just as hard as we did for Oregon State and Indiana State. So we feel that the team last year, they could have beat us. They made a couple of mistakes, but we still came out on top. But we can't let those kind of things happen this year. We plan on having a better defense, and
With you guys up front defensively, I know there's a nice rotation of guys. Are you happy with kind of where you are on that front four?
Oh, of course, yeah. There's a lot of depth. If knock on wood, if anybody goes down, there's another guy with the same ability, same skill set that can come right back. I feel that the rotation also helps us a lot with not getting tired at all. Like, we can play the whole 60 minutes if we need to, so that's a really good thing.
And, you know, one of the things you mentioned, the injuries and stuff, I know last year you had that nagging calf injury. How good is it for you to get out there and be pretty much close to 100% and getting the job done?
Well, I'm not even close to 100%. I'm definitely 100%, 110%. It's feeling really well. I'm doing a lot of things just to prevent just the muscle injuries, because the training staff and strength staff, they looked into it, and like, I'm muscle oriented, so I have to do a lot more than some other guys and preventing these kind of injuries, like rolling out and all that type of stuff. So that's what I'm doing on my off time. But yeah, it feels really good to be back and not even think about those kind of injuries right now.
As a defensive tackle, too, how much do you think, in terms of being a dual role, I mean, you're not just a run stuffer, but you can get after the quarterback and be a pass rusher as well?
Well, you just got to take each one, like, each play at a time. I mean, obviously, you don't know if they're doing a run or a pass, so you got to watch the film and check the tendencies. But you just, like, while you're in your stance, you're just looking at all type of different things on their body, different joints, how hard they push and how wider their knuckles are. It's more mental than just physical, I believe. It's cool to have like the little dual threat and be able to know when it's a pass, know when it's a run right off the first step. So I mean, I feel like we all have that type of ability as well. So I think the D-line this year is way better than last year.
Very good. Enjoy Saturday. Thanks so much, Steven.
Thank you. Thank you.